The ground-based missile defense system, with its 26 missiles at Fort Greely, is capable of defending the U.S. not only from North Korea, but from Iran, too. That's what Missile Defense Agency Director James Searing told a Senate panel today.
The DIA's assessment is that Iran is capable of flight testing an ICBM in 2015. There's not a likelihood expressed in 2015. There's not a likelihood expressed with that assessment.
Sophisticated intercontinental ballistic missiles are likely to include decoys and countermeasures along with the warhead. Searing says to keep up with the threat, it needs a new radar system. In response to questions from Senator Dan Sullivan, Searing said he expects to choose an Alaska location for the long-range discrimination radar in the next few months.
We see North Korea and Iran continuing to progress.
Right.
In terms of not just the numbers of ICBMs they may have, but the complexity of what those threats may represent to us. And that's why the budget request this year is so important.
Yep.
That we get the radar built.
The agency has considered placing the radar in Shemya near the end of the Aleutian chain or at Clear off the Parks Highway. Sullivan asked about the system's electrical needs and whether Clear would need extra electrical generation. Searing said he couldn't discuss it publicly due to competitive concerns among the contractors bidding on the project. Fort Greely in the coming years is slated to receive 14 more missiles for a total of 40. Searing says it's possible even more missiles could be based there.